Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Finally calm on the roads. The N1 northbound towards Menlyn and Pretoria has been sorted out, and the traffic that was on the R114 down towards Cedar Road trying to bypass that accident scene from earlier, that is gone as well.
Police have warned community members volunteering to help retrieve illegal miners in Stilfontein Northwest of the dangers involved. Many miners are believed to have been underground for months without enough food or water. And during a media briefing on the ground, the police emphasized that illegal miners are not trapped. They're choosing to stay underground to avoid being arrested upon resurfacing. And moving abroad, a war monitor said an Israeli strike on an apartment in Damascus, Syria, killed 4 people today. A similar attack has been reported on the outskirts of the city. Now, Israeli strikes on Syria have intensified recently, including in areas near the border with Lebanon, where Israel has been carrying out heavy air raids, saying it's targeting sites of the Iran-backed Hezbollah group. The World Bank, meanwhile, estimates the economic losses in Lebanon at more than 91 billion rand. We're staying abroad. Asian markets closed lower this morning, but the opposite is true for Europe. Here's Frans Genetler from PhD Wealth.
Europe's largest technology firm, ASML, rose by 6.7% after the company said it expects sales to grow between 8 and 14% per year over the next 5 years.
In the US, the S&P 500 is trading 0.1% lower in the third quarter reporting season, but some good news from the entertainment side.
Disney released results to the market and is currently trading 7.6% stronger after the company announced revenue growth of 6.3%. This comes after the streaming platform Disney Plus grew users to 122 million and the division contributed positively to profits during the quarter.
A dollar trading at 18 Rand 21, a euro 19 Rand 25, and a pound sitting at 23 Rand 13. Bitcoin trading 5% lower. It's at about $88,099, down from yesterday's spike of $93,108. Gold trading at $2,571.21 per fine ounce, and oil at $72.74 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Marlene Fouchier, more news at 7.
Sporttyd op the Drive with Robin Ross, en dit word geborg deur Superbets. Ken jy jou sport beter as enige iemand anders? Bewys dit by superbets.co.za. Superbets, die plek om te wed, spin, speel en wen.
We start off with some rugby news. This time around, additional power to television match official influence is a part of further law amendments approved by a global trial by World Rugby in 2025. Here are some other law changes. 60-second conversion limit to align with the penalties to improve the pace of the game. A 30-second setup for lineouts, which will match the time for the scrums to reduce downtime as well. And then a play-on rule for uncontested lineouts when the throw is not straight, and scrum off protection during scrums, rucks and mauls. Bafana Bafana have qualified for the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations without kicking a ball after South Sudan defeated the Republic of Congo, as the two war-torn nations managed to get a match on, but it was the South Sudanese who managed to get that victory. The victory means that Congo stay on 4 points and they can't catch either South Africa or Uganda, who have got 10 points. Taylor Fritz closed in on the last four at the ATP Finals after coming from behind to beat Alex de Minaur 5-7, 6-4 and 6-3. The American Fritz came through an entertaining match in Turin and also sent home the home finals debutante Alex de Minaur by winning. And that also means that Jannik Sinner goes through to the semi-finals. Sinner heads into the last match against Daniel Medvedev, knowing that he is already assured of a place in the last four. And veteran batsman Glenn Maxwell returned to form before quicks Xavier Bartlett and Nathan Ellis claimed 3 wickets apiece as Australia